Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Deeney, author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, award-winning book that I encourage you to check out. I promise you, you'll thank me later when you get this book. You'll want to keep it handy. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your work with helping especially baby boomers divest of their business, prepare, plan, get ready, set the table for the making a logical and profitable exit, whether it be to family or to a non-related purchaser. In the last segment, we talked about explaining what your role will be when you step out of the company. How are you going to disconnect? And in that conversation, we kind of wove in the second question, didn't we? Is your successor already willing and able to handle the change? That's kind of part of the same question, isn't it?
It is, and it's even more difficult for the owner because you know, and we've talked about this before. When you were building a company, you could make mistakes, and they didn't cost that much. And you know, if you've established a business, the risks are higher. The downfall of a bad decision is higher. But I see too many second-generation owners who have never had a major customer walk away, who have never had a key employee quit without notice. And they've been raised under the mantra of, I built this for you, don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when something happens, they don't know what to do because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. How am I going to make this back into what Dad made?
Mm-hmm.
How do I duplicate
it? I will tell you that I have dealt with owners, founders,
mm-hmm.
and then I've dealt later with their children who took over the company, and they were not the same kind of decision maker. The founder would make a decision oftentimes to take risks because what I always felt like that person said, well, I founded this one. If I lose it, I can found another one. But
right.
Then the children come along. They didn't found anything. They found their career in their lap. And they were different decision makers because if they lost what they had, they didn't know how to get it back.
Right. Very much so.
And that's a conversation I think of baby boomer founders need to have with their younger inheritors.
It's so hard because it really, you know, I mean, by their nature, these events are unexpected. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is where all your experience and all your past track record has value. And you really have to bite your tongue and say, I don't know. What do you think you should do?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's one of the most important. I call it the power question for management. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's the power question.
You can help walk them through the decision making process, and you can, you know, and they may not have the experience in doing what we all do automatically, which is the what if. Okay, so if I do this and it doesn't go, that doesn't happen, and this happens, what then?
But you can't wait, John. You can't wait till the last year to turn them loose. You got to be turning them loose all along, right?
Really, right.
From the time right. they come into the company. All right, I want to move over and get this last question in. I guess
sure.
it's really important.
It is, and it's fairly a fairly simple one, but one that gets ignored an awful lot is, you know, the parents have all the net worth. They've made the money from the business all these
mm-hmm.
years, and whether they're gifting, which I personally don't care for, or selling
right.
the company to the children. The children don't have the wherewithal to maintain the credit lines and the,
yep.
and the leases and stuff.
And the long-term relationships with the banks and with the parents.
Right. And so dad and mom keep signing everything, which means their retirement remains at risk and they have to keep looking
mm-hmm.
over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where advanced planning really makes a difference, building up some net worth either for the children or within the corporation.
Outside the business.
Right.
Outside the value of the business.
Well, separating dad and mom from the business.
Right.
And finding some way for the business to stand on its own. you know, we're working on one right now where the daughter is taking over the business, and she's getting distributions over the years until her dad leaves, but she only gets tax distributions, and the rest will be built up in the company so that the company can handle its own financing when dad leaves. You know,
and retaining earnings and having the business where can you get a business loan without being guaranteed by one of the principals.
Right.
That's a huge step for any small business.
It is.
More folks, you can find out so much more about this at John's website. Go ahead, John, give it to us again.
A ton of this stuff is at yourexitmap.com.
All right, so check that out.
So yeah, go check that out. It's all everything on there is free.
Yeah, thank you for that, John. Come back soon. Good job today.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John Doan joined us, and so we did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.